Introducing Coco Gauff's signature shoe, more than just a tennis shoe. It's a fusion of 90s-inspired style and cutting-edge performance technology. With its sleek mid-cut silhouette, it's designed to enhance speed and power on the court. The multi-piece upper construction delivers high-energy return for players of all levels. Whether you're a seasoned pro or just starting out, the Coco CG1 empowers you to dominate the game. Learn more and purchase the Coco CG1 at NewBalance.com.
Welcome back, Cracked fans, to another edition of the Cracked Interviews podcast. I'm your host, Alex Gruskin. On today's show, we have another interview from our Project Elite series, our attempt to offer NIL-related opportunities to college tennis players across the country. On today's show, you're going to hear from one of the newest members of our Cracked Rackets Project Elite roster, a junior at Baylor. Of course, you may know him from his time at Georgia Tech as well. Cole Gromley joins the show today to discuss his decision to head down to Baylor, to discuss how he's managed to stay positive despite multiple injuries early throughout his college career. Of course, I talk about how he's adjusted to the heat in Waco, talk about the roster talent he joins down there, the expectations for the program in 2021, 2022, and so much more. It is a fantastic conversation. I know all of you listeners are going to enjoy. Of course, before we get into it, I will mention, if you missed our conversation with his teammate, fellow new member to the Project Elite roster, Jacob Brum. If you miss any of our other Project Elite conversations with Ohio State's Isabel Boulay, Cannon Kingsley, or Kawaisi Kenyatta and Hunter Heck of Illinois, you can find them all on the Project Elite website. That's project-elite.com. Of course, if you are a student, a coach, a donor who is interested in finding out more about Project Elite, you can find information there, find out how to contact us as well if you would like to get involved. But again, we are super excited to have this Project Elite to be able to provide these opportunities for these college tennis players, and then of course to be able to provide even more insight into what it takes to be a college tennis athlete to all of you college tennis fans across the country. But with all that said, without further ado, let's get to today's conversation with Baylor men's tennis junior and newest Project Elite roster member, Cole Gromley.
Introducing Coco Gauff's signature shoe, more than just a tennis shoe. It's a fusion of 90s-inspired style and cutting-edge performance technology. With its sleek mid-cut silhouette, it's designed to enhance speed and power on the court. The multi-piece upper construction delivers high-energy return for players of all levels. Whether you're a seasoned pro or just starting out, the Coco CG1 empowers you to dominate the game. Learn more and purchase the Coco CG1 at NewBalance.com.
Joining us on the podcast today, one of our newest athletes via our Project Elite program. You know him as a junior now for the Baylor Bears tennis team. I know him as my buddy Cole Gromley. Cole, welcome to the show. How are you doing today?
I'm doing good.
Yeah, another day in paradise. I was going to say, I feel like it must be every day 95, 100 degrees in Waco. Just good to get through that practice session.
Yeah, no, it's definitely rough getting used to the heat. The first week I was here, I couldn't believe what it was like for it.
Yeah, no, I can only imagine. And obviously, super excited to have you as part of our Cracked Rackets team. Welcome, my friend. But, you know, right away, I do want to get right into it because obviously you join a Baylor team that's got a ton of talent on the rosters, coming off of a national indoor final, coming off of an NCAA final. But I am curious always, you know, what it's like to adjust to that Texas heat, because there's no doubt, you know, 9,500 degree days, you get thrown into the wind. Obviously, you're a Georgia kid. It's not like it doesn't get hot there, but how has that adjustment been for you? What have these first few weeks been like?
Yeah, I mean, I was rehabbing from an injury all summer, so I wasn't in the best of shape to begin with. So when I first got here, like two or three long rallies in a row, and I was like panting, just trying to catch my breath. Like, yeah, no, it was brutal. It took a while to get used to. It's like I'm finally starting to be able to get through practices fine. Mm-hmm.
And for you, I know you are a guy who has had a ton of injuries throughout your college career. How are you feeling? How healthy are you entering this 2022?
Oh, yeah, no, I'm feeling good. The only real injury I've had has just been my hip, and I just have to shake that. But, yeah, I took the whole summer doing rehab, started doing yoga, doing a really good job of staying on top of rehab and stuff here, and it's feeling good.
And for you now to, you know, be at Baylor, be a part of this program, obviously I want to talk about your initial recruiting process, everything in general, but just acclimating yourself to the campus. Your initial thoughts on Waco, what's it been like practicing with Coach Woodson, practicing with the guys?
Yeah, it's been good. It's been really fun getting to know everyone. You know, I came in here really not knowing anyone on the team. The only person I'd met is Coach Woodson. So it's been really cool getting to know everyone better and better. But yeah, no, practice has been good. Really starting to work. Campus, you know, it's beautiful campus. Finally know where all my classes are and everything.
Yeah, that's half the battle.
Yeah, I need to get a scooter or something for sure. It's a pretty big walking takes a while.
Yeah, no, that's good to know. And, you know, again, not to throw any shade at anything that's happening at Georgia Tech, because your time there, whenever, again, we'll get into that. But to jump into this level of practice, and I know, you know, again, you've already mentioned you were rehabbing this summer, and certainly it's just an adjustment right away to get back into the day-in, day-out grind. But the level of practice day-in, when you have the returners in Boyton, in Law, in Soto, obviously Finn Bass and Chris France, and you can go down the list, and you've got new guys like yourself, like Jacob Brum, and, you know, again, up and down, I think there are four of you transferring in. How is that quality of play right now in practice? How are the Baylor Bears striking the ball?
Yeah, I mean, it's great. I feel like, so what we do is it's kind of like little private lessons every day. So you're like just with one person on each court. And I feel like, you know, no matter who you're practicing with, it's a super good session. Cause yeah, you're hitting with like Adi, Monty or someone, you know, it's just a super high level all the time.
Mm-hmm. I know Woodson gets this question all the time. I'll ask the teammates as well. How hard does Adrian hit the ball? Because I've seen it. And I mean, you can compare it. Yeah, up and down, it's hard.
No, I mean, there are some balls where I've like no clue how he gets the pace on it.
Yeah, what is he just stringing it at 30?
It must be something like that. I mean, it's just like his forehands and stuff get on you so fast. I mean, there's, you can't really do anything.
Mm-hmm. And for your own personal tennis, how does that help you, just again getting thrown into the mix with these sorts of guys?
Yeah, I mean, you obviously have to lift your level to even, like, hang with him. So, it pushes you every day to, like, work on stuff, work on getting lower and lower for every ball, timing.
Mm-hmm. And for you, I'm curious, and for you, you know, again, getting to Baylor, you start out, you were a five-star recruit, you end up going to Georgia Tech. But ultimately, what leads you here to make the decision to end up at Baylor, to become a Baylor Bear?
Yeah, so the recruiting process was pretty hard, to be honest. You know, I was hurt most of last year. So, you know, out of all the coaches I really reached out to, I wasn't getting any responses really. But Coach Woodson, you know, he responded. He flew out, came and met my family. I had a pretty long talk with him about everything. And I felt like we were on the same page about, you know, easing back into being competitive again. And, you know, he just talked about what their culture and everything was like, and like I'd be a good fit.
Find it easier this time around than perhaps the first time when you were initially committing coming out of high school? Because I just feel like, again, being around college tennis, it's got to be easier to know just what you're looking for coming that second time around.
Yeah, I mean, after a few years, you definitely know what will work best for you and like what type of environment you'll thrive in. But like, you know, everything he told me sounded really good. So he got me, you know, super excited about the program.
Mm-hmm. What ultimately, did you get the chance to come visit before you committed? You know, what was it about, or just in general, once you got to Waco, it was a leap of faith?
Yeah, no, I had never been. I committed without visiting. Mm-hmm.
Bold move. I feel like, again, you've talked about the campus, beautiful. But I feel like that, you know, again, to players, coaches who might be hearing this, is that, would you always recommend before committing, certainly go check out that campus, meet the teammates, see the guys?
Yeah, no, I think in most situations, it's definitely best to go to the campus, you know, meet some people on the team. I was running out of time too. You know, it was like middle of summer and mm-hmm. I didn't have any options, to be honest. But after meeting with him and he met with my family, you know, I just felt like, you know, go for it.
Mm-hmm. And for you, again, coming to Baylor, I think you've still got 2 years of eligibility, right? Maybe three?
Two, maybe three.
I feel like that's what you can say about most players nowadays. It's like, yeah, two, maybe three. It just depends on the circumstance. But Again, having spent your first few seasons already in college tennis, what are you looking for here at Baylor ultimately? What are you hoping to get out of, you know, this next chapter of your college tennis career?
You know, obviously, I just want to get to be the best player I can be. But chasing the national title, you know, is super exciting. Mm-hmm. That kind of gets you going every day to go up to go to practice, go to workouts, because, you know, that'd be something you remember forever.
Mm-hmm. And for you, again, just to get on campus, to get acclimated to the student-athlete life, do you feel like you're a freshman in terms of entering this Baylor campus? Because I know you're a guy who has been in college. You understand not only what it's like to live on a college campus, but the preparation, the time commitment it takes day in, day out to be a student-athlete. You know, how much easier is it, I suppose, transitioning, getting started at Waco than it may have been your first few, weeks at Georgia Tech?
I would say it's definitely an easier transition now because I kind of knew what to expect. Mm-hmm. So, the only thing I really had to get used to was, where classes were. But, you know, I know, a lot of your day is dedicated to tennis.
Mm-hmm. How do you compare that to when you were first entering Georgia Tech? How was that transition?
Yeah, no, it's super tough coming into college because it's balancing classes, workouts, and practice and rehab and everything. It's a lot different than when you're in high school.
Mm-hmm. No, it's all on your own, right? I just feel like you got to go pursue it on. Again, you can skip the rehab if you want. It's sort of up to you in college. Yeah. It's just, again, making sure you don't.
Yeah, no, it's much harder being on your own because it's kind of you decide what you're doing in your free time mm-hmm. instead of your parents. So, I guess you can use it to your advantage a lot, but sometimes in a bad way.
Yeah, exactly. No doubt about that. How weird is the transition waking up every day in Georgia Tech, you know, blue and gold, and now you wake up and it's a green and it's a yellow and you're like, oh, am I, you know, what's going on here? I feel like that's a sneaky big transition.
Yeah. No, I mean, I woke up and I had skyline of Atlanta right in front of me every day and that's just field. So, I mean, that's a huge difference being in a huge city mm-hmm. to come to Waco has been way different.
Mm-hmm. Any culture shock for you? I feel like you must have lived in Georgia your entire life.
Yeah, I was always in Georgia, never really out of it.
Mm-hmm. And so to get to Texas a little bit different?
Yeah. It's been – I mean, the people are super nice. It's definitely slower lifestyle around here. Mm-hmm. Busy city. But it hasn't been too bad, the transition.
Mm-hmm. No, and for you now, obviously you look towards this fall and, you know, I know you've got guys on your roster who are traveling across not just the country but internationally, some playing ITFs, others playing Davis Cup, just getting to do all of these different things. For you this fall, again, entering technically a junior, 2, maybe 3 years left of eligibility, but what are you trying to do this fall? What are you trying to prepare yourself best for as you look towards the dual match season in the spring?
Yeah, so I'm actually ineligible for ITA tournament because of the transfer credits. I lost some, so I don't have enough hours right now to play. But I'm hoping to play some futures and stuff towards the end of the fall once I feel like my body is fully ready for back-to-back matches. Mm-hmm. And now, just I haven't had a few months at a time where I've been able to really train and work on my game. Mm-hmm. So that's what we're focused on, the little details right now. Mm-hmm. And then just getting ready for match play and stuff. So, by January and stuff, I'm ready to, hop into the dual matches.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I'm curious, how frustrating has this past year and a half been for you? Just, flashback for our listeners, 2019 Atlanta, you earned the main draw singles wild card. You're in the main draw of the Atlanta Open and, you're playing on that scene. And then, to go through a pandemic and then, 2021 season, a couple of different injuries and transferring here to Baylor. How excited are you just to get back to competition, to get back to the simple things of just getting to compete on court day in, day out?
Yeah, no, definitely what I miss the most is just competing because, when you're coming back from injury, you feel like the only thing you're really thinking about is just, is it going to hurt today or not? Mm-hmm. So I'm really looking forward to just being able to go try and win matches and not think about that.
Mm-hmm. And I apologize for prying here, but is that what the most frustrating part of an injury is? I mean, I'm sure the rehab, the constant nagging pain doesn't help at all, but just is it the waking up every day with the uncertainty? Because I'm sure there are mornings you get up, you walk to the fridge and you're like, oh, I'm fine. And then the moment you push it a little bit on the court, that pain starts to come back. I mean, if you don't mind me asking, talk to me a little bit about those day in, day out frustrations.
Yeah, no, it's definitely super tiring mentally, because it was actually before the Atlanta tournament that I first started playing it. Mm-hmm. So I played that match. I took a few months off doing rehab. I was feeling good in the spring in 2020. And then I hurt it pretty bad again. Got surgery, then spent all summer, all fall rehabbing. Played a few matches 2021 spring, and then I was playing a match at UGA. And I couldn't move at all after about 30 years of playing. Mm-hmm. Got another injection, and then, yeah, season was done after that. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, no, it's definitely super tiring. And it's just, you just got to stick to it. Keep doing the rehab, and eventually it'll get better.
Mm-hmm. And for you during those times, the starting and the stopping, what are you doing to stay engaged with tennis, to stay engaged in the sport? I mean, beyond the obvious physical rehab, is it mental drills? Are you a guy who watches a lot of tennis? What do you do to stay engaged while physically you can't, you know, perhaps put in the hours that you'd like?
Yeah, no, I like to watch a lot. I'd go to every practice and just watch my team play. But, like, at the same time, you kind of want to check yourself out from it a little bit. Mm-hmm. Just do your rehab and then get away from it for the rest of the day, because it's kind of hard to be around it and not be able to play.
I say for every time, how much harder is it to watch your teammates play a match than it is to actually be the guy on court where it's like 3-0? Like, again, if you're asking me, do you want to play the 3-0 match or watch the 3-0 match, you say play it every time, because the stress of having no control, like, it would drive me crazy. I can only imagine. Must have driven you crazy.
Yeah, no, it's super hard knowing, like, that you would be out there if you were healthy. It's not like you're fighting for a spot. Like, you know, you'd be out there playing. Mm-hmm. Just, body won't let you.
Mm-hmm. And so for you now, again, entering this dual match season, is that the big thing? Just to stay healthy from perhaps day one to the end of the season?
Yeah, I mean, this fall, me and my trainer have set a really good plan to, you know, make sure there's no pain. And I strengthen all the areas I need to, so that, like, come spring, we're not really thinking about it. We're just playing and keeping it healthy. Mm-hmm.
This may be a dumb question. How much of rehabbing is nutrition wise? Is, you know, again, cutting out the bad foods, doing all these different things to ensure, A, you're not putting on additional weight while you're not playing as frequently, but just from a recovery standpoint, are there any things you've learned from a nutrition that perhaps carry over now, even if you are healthy?
Yeah, I got into eating super healthy before I got injured, so okay. It wasn't concerning, like, my diet or anything. But yeah, no, I'm sure, like, if you are someone that eats pretty unhealthy and you get hurt, you're gonna have to change your diet. Otherwise, you'll obviously put on weight when you're not exercising.
Mm-hmm. That's me. I'm just banking on not getting hurt. I'm just like, yeah. I don't push myself athletically enough to hurt myself. So I'm like, all right, as long as I don't do that, I should be good to go. But no, again, for you now, coming mm-hmm. into this Baylor program for this season, do you have any expectations, you know, for yourselves, for the team? I know how much talent you guys have on the roster. I know what you guys are capable of. Is it easy to, you know, again, for you to jump right in and say, yep, it's, you know, what we want to do is win our last match. It's that simple.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, first step would be, you know, winning, or I guess national indoors is the first big thing of the year. You know, do well in that, and then do well through conference play and hopefully win the Big 12 tournament. But, you know, obviously coming off a national championship, the guys that were here, their goal is to win that last match.
Mm-hmm. And you guys feel like, again, you've seen it. You guys have the talent to do it?
Yeah, no, I think so. There's a lot of good players on the team that were coming back from last year. You know, we got some really good transfers, you know, Teddy, TCU, Wampy, CF, Jacob from Cal. You know, there's a lot of guys with experience coming in, and then the people coming back obviously have the experience. Mm-hmm.
I feel like, again, you're not a freshman. Is there any time you feel a little freshman-y just on campus walking around? Do you ever feel like the new guy? Or, you know, I feel like, you know, because we say it all the time here, it's the team with the best chemistry. Everyone's got talent, but the team that actually loves each other, the team that's actually playing for each other down the home stretch that has that success. With a bunch of new faces on the roster, yet a bunch of guys who have been around the block in college tennis, do you feel, guys, you're on that way to having perhaps the intangible component that's so important for a college team?
Yeah, no, so far I feel like everyone gets along super well with each other. You know, we hang out on weekends and stuff, then going to the football games together. So I feel like it's already starting to be a pretty tight-knit group, even though there's a lot of new faces. And I was going to end up living in a studio just by myself because I didn't know anyone on the team. But luckily, Finn reached out to me, so I live with him and Teddy right now. Mm-hmm. So I'm getting to know them super well.
It's got to be a pretty nice setup.
Yeah, we're probably about a 10-minute walk from Tennis Center, like 15 from campus. Can't complain.
No, that's good. Who does the cooking? None of you? You just go to the student housing? Yeah, or student meals or whatever.
Finn gets these little meals delivered that he just has to microwave, but that's the thing to get cooked in here.
Yeah, it's the extent of the cooking. That's good. Who's the cleanest of the crew thus far?
Probably Finn. Yeah. And his girlfriend will come through and clean the apartment every week or so.
That's because Finn's an adult. Let's be clear. Yeah, Finn's a grown man.
Yes.
Yeah, for sure. That's my guy. No, that's awesome to hear. And again, for you just getting acclimated, I'm curious, some rapid fire for you. Who are favorite hitting partner thus far of the new Baylor crew? Who's the guy you're just like, ooh, this is a good time?
I like hitting with Audie a lot because it's fun having to get used to his ball.
Yeah.
Feels like, you know, that's like a pro level ball coming at you every time.
Mm-hmm. I'm sure I wonder who he would answer that question with, because I feel like that's the real component. It must be. I can only imagine, again, when that forehand comes at you 99 miles an hour, you're like, oh, okay, that's what it is. And so I imagine that's a ton of fun. Best to get dinner with on the team.
Dinner. Whew. We normally all get it as a group every night at the athlete dining hall. But let me think. Mm-hmm. I guess maybe Finn. I mean, yeah.
Yeah, that's good. It's always good to choose your roommate. No shame with that. How I've heard good things about the student dining hall. I've heard good things about the new locker room as well. Again, your thoughts on the Baylor accommodations, on just, you know, the sort of resources they're able to provide you guys.
Yeah, I mean, our new locker room's super cool. You know, there's a ton of, like, room to keep our stuff in. There's nothing really on the floor or anything. You can fit it all in the cubbies. You know, we've got the new little fuel station in there, so we're able to grab, you know, whatever drink we need before practice or food after practice. Mm-hmm. And we've got some computers in there that we can just do homework before or after practice, too. So that's super cool to always have. Mm-hmm. And yeah, the dining hall is super nice. You know, they switch up the options almost every single night. They cover all the food groups you need. They have like build your own pasta bowls for you where you customize it.
Mm-hmm. No, it sounds delightful. And on that note, true or false, both Isak and Michael under 150 pounds?
Under 150?
I mean, Isak's a little tall, so he's probably a little over that. Let's be honest.
Definitely over. He's like 6'5".
Yeah, but he might be 6'5", 160. Like, come on.
He's skinny. Yeah. They go on runs every day after practice.
Do they? You guys see them getting after it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they normally get back as soon as we're done doing fitness or something.
Mm-hmm. No, that's, again, got to respect it. You have to get that in for sure. And, you know, again, for you to jump on this team, is it fun to get this second experience? I know, again, you never imagine transferring when you start out your college tennis career, but to have this opportunity to start afresh with a new group, I have to imagine that's a pretty special opportunity.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like once you have experience, you know, when you need to change something. So, you know, coming here, it's obviously, I feel like it's been a good fit so far. So that's been really nice to have. Mm-hmm. But it's a new experience, obviously. So it's super exciting.
Georgia Tech plays Baylor in football. Who does Cole Gromley root for?
I never got into Georgia Tech football. I was always a UGA fan growing up because that's where my brother and my dad went. So okay. I'd probably Baylor.
There you go. But it's Baylor, Georgia. Is it tough? You're closing your eyes and, plugging your nose to the end.
I mean, it'd be hard to see Baylor pulling off that upset. UGA is ridiculous this year.
Yeah, no, that's a fair answer. No shame in that. But, you know, again, for you entering this season, just personally, I know I've asked you this question, but again, when you look towards this season as you prepare for January, what will the things you'll be doing between now and then to help get yourself ready to, again, maximize your performance come the dual match season?
Yeah, so I'd say the first big thing is, you know, building back strength and getting in shape, because, you know, if you're not in shape, it's really hard to hang with people that are. in our high level, because there's just no way you can stay with them the whole match. So I'd say that's the biggest thing right now. And then just building back consistency, getting used to competing a lot, you know, fine tuning certain parts of the game, like net game, playing aggressive, just keep point play again. But yeah, I'd say those are the big focuses right now.
Mm-hmm. No doubt about that. I am curious for you, and again, final questions here, but for you to have these NIL opportunities, for you to, you know, you've been around the block, you understand a student athlete, it's a full-time commitment. What does it mean for you to have these sorts of chances, and, you know, what do you think it will do for college tennis moving forward?
Yeah, I mean, coming into college, you know, it wasn't even something that, like, ever crossed my mind, you know, being able to earn money as a college athlete. But I think it's great, you know, that organizations are starting to reach out and help promote college athletes, because it's a cool experience. They feel like a pro athlete pretty much getting to do that. You know, it introduces them to a ton of people they wouldn't have the chance to meet otherwise. You know, gets their name out there, gives them more opportunities they might not have otherwise. So I think it's moving in a really great direction.
Mm-hmm. No, it's awesome. And you knew right away Coach Woodson, Baylor was going to be in a position to help their athletes take advantage of that fact. But again, we are certainly excited to have you as part of our Cracked Rackets team. Obviously going to have the chance to check in with you throughout the season, bring you back on the show, just see how everything is hanging, you know, for you, and just see how you've continued to progress. But again, Cole, welcome to our Cracked Rackets team. We appreciate having you, and obviously good luck to you and the Bears throughout the season.
Thank you. Yeah, no, I'm super excited to be on the team this year.
Yeah, awesome. Well, again, Cole, take it easy. We'll talk to you soon.
Thank you. Have a good one.
Hope all of you enjoyed my conversation with Baylor junior Cole Gromley. A thank you to him for taking the time to join us. Of course, we are so excited to have him as part of our Cracked Rackets team, and we'll check in with him throughout the course of the season, so expect to hear more from Cole over the next 9 months. But of course, again, we are so excited to be launching this Project Elite, so excited for the opportunities it provides these athletes, and of course, the insight we're hoping to provide to all of you college tennis fans as well. I mentioned this at the top, but if you're interested, whether you're a player, a coach, a donor, whatever it may be, a sponsor, athletic apparel, you want a Project Elite athletes to be wearing your stuff, contact us again through project-elite.com. You can find all the information as well on our original website, crackedrackets.com. Of course, be on the lookout for more Project Elite content throughout the course of the 2021-2022 season. But that's not all we're up to here at Cracked Rackets. Yes, we're well aware the dual match season's a lot closer than you expect. It'll be upon us before we know it, but there's still some pro tennis to attend to here in 2021. Had the chance to serve on press row last week for the Moselle Open. Going to have the chance to do that this week for the ATP events in San Diego and Sofia as well. You're going to be able to hear my questions to players, the answer those players provide on this Cracked Interviews podcast in our From the Presser segments all week long. Of course, recap of all the action daily on the Mini Break podcast, some big picture conversations this week on the Great Shot podcast as well. So of course, like, rate, subscribe, review to each of our shows, subscribe to our YouTube channel as well. You don't want to miss out on any of our content. And of course, if you need the more immediate updates, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, we are at Cracked Rackets. You want to message me directly, I'm at Great Shot Pod. A shout out as always to our super producers Max Fligner and Daniel Westa for the of an editing job they do day in, day out. Shout out as well to our friends over at Tennis Point, tennis-point.com. The promo code is CR15. With all of that said, for our fantastic guests, Baylor Jr., Cole Gromley, super producers Fligner and Westhoff, our friends at Tennis Point, from all of us here at both Cracked Rackets and the Tennis Channel Podcast Network, I'm your host, Alex Gruskin. You've been listening to another edition of the Cracked Interviews Podcast. Stay safe, stay healthy. We'll talk to you all soon. Thanks, everyone.